Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel, Dono Daily, every single day at noon. That covers all South Florida sports. If you're listening to this on Wednesday morning, you can catch me at 9 a.m. on Starting 9. I also cover all South Florida sports, and I just bother you for a half hour. Also, check out all the night programming there. Two episodes of The Extra Yard coming up this week prior to the Dolphins playing in New England in the first game of the season. Also, check out 5ReasonSports.com. Great piece from our guy Vishnu about Miami kind of, you know, bleeping the bed on the big stage again. Make sure you check that out. We do not have a paywall. Also, Brady Hawk has a couple of new pieces there because, well, he's Brady Hawk. Also, check out the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. So many of our sponsors are local. If you need IT help, we keep sending you here. This is CPT of South Florida. CPT of South Florida. Let's do that again. They've been providing small and medium businesses with the technology they need for decades. They specialize in cloud hosts and phone systems and managed IT. If you own a small or medium business and you're looking to save money on your monthly phone and internet costs, you got to give TJ a call right now. He's been helping South Florida businesses save thousands per month, and he can do the same for you with a cloud phone system. You can work from anywhere on any device for a free in-person consultation. Call TJ at 954-966-2766. That's 954-966-2766. Again, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. Deal with an owner, not a sales rep. Give TJ at CPT a call. Again, that's 954-966-2766. Or visit the website cpt-florida.com. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's about to have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I've got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. You can follow me at 5 Reasons Sports and at Ethan J. Skolnick. We're going to dig a little bit more into Kyle Lowry today. I know we've done a couple of episodes, but there was this list that came out. And look, all lists are subjective. We don't want to bash the writers of the outlet or anything like that. Everybody's going to come up with a different list. But Hoops Height, a site that a lot of you likely follow, came up with their list of the top point guards. And one of the problems with this exercise, of course, is that the point guard position has morphed a little bit in recent years. It's not just a playmaker, and a lot of times it's your primary scoring guard. In some cases, it could be somebody like Luka Doncic. It could be a Ben Simmons, okay, who doesn't shoot like a point guard, probably shouldn't be a point guard, but he's kind of listed as a point guard. We don't really know what team he's going to list with next year. But anyway, this was there was a Hoops Hype list that came out. And the reason that it caught a lot of people's eyes is because Kyle Lowry, who Miami Heat just spent a lot of money on, okay, 3-year commitment to a guy in his mid-30s, didn't have his best season last year, but played well when he played. A lot of his percentages were up from his career norms, but he didn't play an entire season because Toronto in part was kind of shutting it down. Kyle Lowry was listed as the 16th best point guard in the NBA, which essentially makes him middle of the pack, which essentially would make you question why the Miami Heat would spend that kind of money on someone who is middle of the pack which means either they're spending too much money or this list is bullshit. So we're going to go through it to kind of decide which is which. Let me go through the list before I bring in the guys here. I'll go through it very quickly to sort of get to the key pieces. Number one, Steph Curry. Number two, Dame Lillard. I don't think a lot of people would argue with that. Number three, Kyrie Irving, of course, when he decides to play. Number four, Trae Young. Number five, Chris Paul, just led his team to the finals. Number six, rising star John Morant in Memphis. Number seven, Jrue Holiday, coming off a championship and an Olympic gold medal. Number eight, De'Aaron Fox, player we like a lot, never gotten the opportunity to play in the playoffs yet. Number nine, Ben Simmons on the trade block, says he's not going to report. Number 10, Russ Westbrook, who, as Greg was pointing out to me before this episode, was a negative asset a couple of years ago, and now he's a Laker. Number 11, LaMelo Ball, coming off his rookie season. Number 12, Mike Conley, who was in the same free agent class that Kyle Lowry was, and we were saying go for Lowry. Number 13, Lowry's former backcourt mate, Fred VanVleet in Toronto. Number 14, Malcolm Brogdon in Indiana, a player I know we all like. Number 15, Lonzo Ball, who the Pelicans elected not to keep, and he ended up in Chicago. And then right before D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Kemba Walker, two of those guys have new teams, and Terry Rozier, who just signed an extension, is Kyle Lowry. Your immediate impression, Greg, of the list?
I mean, I like lists. I make lists. I use them a lot at work. I'm a dude who, when I was growing up, would make lists of point guards and shooting guards and small forwards and power forwards. And now, these days, like, the more that I look at these lists, like, how can we even really do this? Because to your point, you started the episode and you mentioned Luka. Like, it's such a great point. Like, that guy is absolutely the point guard in Dallas, but he's not on this list, right? So anyway, working with the data and the players available, if this is a list that's comprised of guys that we're talking about next season, not like the next 4 years, not for the future, next season, I struggle with it a little bit. I just don't know that you can, in good conscience, say Lonzo Ball is a better player than Kyle Lowry yet. Like, I just feel like that may be coming, but it's not there yet. Mike Conley's ranked too high for me. I think Drew's getting a bump for the finals. Great. I mean, he deserves that. But Mike Conley at 12, I think, is way too high. That's just, I don't know. I think Bam Adebayo is a better point guard than Mike Conley.
Wow. Alex, Fred, so does Spo. Fred VanVleet at 13, Kyle Lowry at 16. I'm going to go through these individually with you, okay? Lowry at 16, VanVleet at 13. I'm not talking about the future. I'm not talking about 2 years from now or anything else. I'm talking about if you had a team this season, you said you need one of those two guys to be your point guard. You're trying to compete for something. They played together. Which of those two guys are you taking?
I mean, to me, it's Kyle. And I think that's kind of what it comes down to. I know we're going to go through individually, but I'm going to just say right here, just my initial reaction to the list, I mean, hearing the number, I'm like, okay, that sounds a little low. Then when I see all of these guys ranked over him, it's a lot more than just the guys right around his ranking. Like, there is some dudes in that like top eight, top 10, who I would absolutely take Lowry over. And maybe the gap isn't so big and other people have their preference. I just known who I've seen do stuff in the playoffs, understanding the reputation he had before as, you know, this guy who would choke, quote unquote, you know, that's always been thrown around for him before he won the title, understood. Knowing that he's not that type of volume scorer, knowing what type of player he is, I'm taking Lowry over a lot of these guys. And when you're talking about VanVleet, look, I get that he's younger. I get that maybe if this is talking about building a team, I would take VanVleet. Obviously, he's a lot younger. And you look at his, his stat line from last season, he was a little bit more available than Kyle, but we know what was going on. Like, he wasn't all the way in there. And VanVleet had a little bit nice, like, he scored more. So I think that's kind of what puts people over the top, is like, they've seen him around for a while. You saw a little bit of a decline statistically from Lowry, and I think people just kind of got comfortable throwing him there. I'm taking Lowry, though. I just think Lowry could do more for you on both ends of the floor, even if VanVleet is maybe a little bit quicker. I like Lowry's game a lot more than VanVleet. And I actually think Conley should be ranked higher, not because I love his game, because he's had a strong two seasons with Utah, but I just think a lot of these people ranked higher than even Conley are ranked too high. Like, LaMelo's already better.
You know? I was picking on Mike Conley. Sorry, guys.
But you make a good point with LaMelo. I mean, I'm looking at two of these guys.
I'm taking Lowry and Conley over Russ, and I'm not trying to trash Russ.
Yeah, okay? He's getting the Laker bump right here.
Oh, okay.
Ben Simmons is eight. Get out of here. No.
Let's look at the young guys here. The guys who haven't played in the playoffs. Okay. I like De'Aaron Fox a lot. He's never had to prove it on a stage. LaMelo Ball's coming off his first season. I mean,
at least we've seen De'Aaron do it for like a good amount of time now. Like we know.
It's a different level when you get to the postseason. I'm not blaming De'Aaron for not getting to the playoffs. I just haven't seen it. I've seen it with Kyle. And to me, as long as Kyle's still putting up good numbers, he still belongs ahead of him. Like I don't have as much of an issue with Conley because I've seen him do it at a fairly high level in the postseason. He really hasn't had two good seasons in Utah. He's had one good season. The year before was iffy.
Can we talk about Drew?
Well, okay. So all right, let's talk about Drew. Drew again is seven.
Drew and Simmons are both too high. They're 7 and 8.
Drew is getting the finals bump. But then if that's the case, then why is Ben I mean, Ben was one of the worst playoff players in terms of expectations that was out.
That's why I feel like this list is being made. It was titled for next season. But when you look at it, I think that the thought process behind it, and obviously, like, I can't get into the writer's head and we don't want to do any of that. But like, there's a little bit of futures that is being bet on here. Like when you see LaMelo and Ben Simmons were.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is that because, yeah, Ben Simmons, I mean, as an asset for a franchise, is absolutely probably the player that you would rank ahead of Kyle Lowry going forward. But for next season, I don't know about that.
Oh, this is an aggravated. I'm aggravated at myself for saying that. It's an aggregated list of their writers and editors. Mm-hmm. So it's all averaged out. Apparently it's not.
Oh, I did not know that. OK.
If you look at the guys, there's not a lot in the middle. It's a combination of older guys, which we're talking about Russ and Chris Paul and Steph, obviously, and Kyle and Conley. And then it's like, okay, so which of the youngest guys is going to rank first? So they have Trey as the top young guy on the list and Ja Morant second. There'd be some who would argue with that. I think that Trey's getting the playoff bump there, obviously because of what he did in the postseason. Ja may end up being a better all-around player than Trey, but that's a whole nother issue. But then you look at, you go down a little, the Fox one and the LaMelo Ball is a total projection. And I think he's going to be great. But again,
a good player for sure, but man, but
the Knicks year, have though, two of the top 22 point guards in the league. Like the fact that, thank you, Alex, for, let me just say, thank you for saying that this is, because now I'm looking at the top of the article and it says, for this exercise, we had each of our writers and editors put together their own lists and aggregated out the averages to rank the players. I now don't feel bad
saying
how I truly feel about this list. This list sucks and it's just bad. And I don't know like how they could be pulling it together the way that they did.
And me and you are both hoops hype, like, readers.
Oh yeah, I read it all the time.
They used to aggregate my stuff here, but here, look at this.
The OG aggregators, they started this.
I used to love being on Hoops Hype when they would tie in our links. Malcolm Brogdon at 14, Kyle Lowry at 16 for next season. Are you shaking your head, both of you? I mean
it's close. I guess that's on that one's around the margins because I think Brogdon is a playoff proven player to some degree. Maybe I'm overstating that a little bit.
Okay. But Greg, okay. This is the single biggest problem with this list. And I know it's not a big gap because it's one spot. Literally, New Orleans, let Lonzo Ball go, right? No intention of re-signing him. Exactly. So that they could throw the house at Kyle Lowry for 3 years only to get upstaged by the Heat. And yet Hoops Hype, on a list that I guess is for next season, has Lonzo Ball ahead of Kyle Lowry. Ask the New Orleans Pelicans who they ranked higher. I mean, for that matter, ask the Heat, because They could have made a run at Lonzo, and I know there were some inside the organization who liked him.
All the Bulls teams always sound better than they actually than they end are, up being.
All right, well, we're going to get into
can some I say more Kyle. That was the worst one. The Lonzo
we're gonna get,
was the worst one.
We're going to get into more Kyle-specific stuff here in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Get your CBD. Go to therapistpreferred.com, 100% THC-free and third-party lab verified. Founded in 2019 by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. Most popular products, the CBD sports cream, the strawberry lemonade gummies, the green apple gummies. Use that code, Five Reasons. That's the number five reasons for 25% off your order, plus free shipping on all orders. Go to therapistpreferred.com. That's therapistpreferred.com. Use that code, five. That's the number five reasons, and get your CBD and the free shipping. All right. Let's get to Kyle Lowry in the couple of minutes that we have left. And I know you guys did a big breakdown episode here, but one of the things I think that has not been talked about enough, and I started to see this on Twitter a little bit the past couple of days, is the idea that Kyle Lowry may ultimately get in the best shape of his life this offseason, which I know, you know, with Kyle, his body type, I mean, there's a little Tim Hardaway there, you know,
to still be bulky. Percent.
Right. Okay. I understand you want him to still be bulky. And I know this is a debate we've had here on the show, but it wouldn't hurt for a guy in his mid 30s to sort of be broken down and built back up the way that the Heat do in their program. And look, Kyle, unlike a lot of guys, knows exactly what he's getting into because Jimmy has told him, and in a lot of ways now Jimmy leads it. So I will just ask this question and we'll close here. Kyle Lowry at 16 to me is ludicrous, but it's especially ludicrous if he in any way can play better than he did last season. So I guess I will ask this question. Do you think he's going to be better than he was last season? Better. And by that, I mean, in all ways, statistically is part of it, but just the other elements of the game, Greg.
I don't think he'll be as good statistically, but I think he'll be as impactful as he was last year. I think that's the best way I can articulate it. And this is a future movie star who's set to appear in that new film with Hernan Gomez. I think Kyle Lowry is going to make an appearance in that film.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
That's yeah, true. he's sneaking in there. I'm reading Hoops Hype right now. Per Hoops Hype, I'm not reporting that. Don't aggregate me on Hoops Hype.
No, don't aggregate the aggregators. Don't aggregate from the aggregators.
We got to do a review for Five on the Floor.
I don't know where I was going with that, but
I'm sorry.
What do you think, Alex?
I thought Lane was going to keep going. That's my fault. I just completely got in the way there. Look, there's a lot going on right now with Lowry, and I think it kind of goes thematically back into, like I said before, where the Heat like being underdogs, chip on the shoulder. They're going to have, you know, they got more fuel than ever if they, you know, if 35-year-old Kyle Lowry cares about 2K ratings and is, again, you know, second year of being an 83 overall player, you know, being ranked 16th by Hoops Hype. I don't know how much he cares about either of these things, but both of these things coming out on the same day, it's just more fuel to the flame, at least I think in the minds of Heat fans who all know that he's better than that, even though that was when they're going to start to really watch him on a nightly basis. I just think it is ludicrous, like you said, the Lonzo thing, like it's not even close. I'm sorry. I appreciate everything Lonzo brings to the table. It's not even close. You know, they if you're building out a team, I get picking a lot of the young guys they did over, but he brings more to the table offensively, a lot more than Lonzo, brings more to the table offensively in the playoffs too than Ben Simmons and Drew Holiday have, you know, and I understand those guys are also like all NBA level defenders. Lowry is not that far below that. I think like if there was an all NBA, I mean, all defensive, like third, fourth team, you know, he would be right there. I think PJ kind of falls sort of into that too. So I just think like, this guy, because of the statistical decline he had, is getting a little bit underrated. And, you know, the Raptors kind of being out of the playoff chase.
I think it's more of that. I don't think there really was no statistical decline of any significance.
He dropped a couple points and it happened. I know he had a drop in points per game when Kawhi was there, but that was different. You know, they had a lot of guys he was feeding. I think he dropped a couple points and he just wasn't available that much. They were out of the playoff race, so they became less relevant. I think they're thinking of it as like, okay, that's the start of his decline. Whereas we're all thinking of it like, no, it was just kind of, you know, this dot right? That doesn't really count for much. You know, he got a lot of rest. I think that's how we're all looking at it, is like, he's going to be fresh this season, fresh and healthy. And look, I think he's going to be more impactful. And I don't know how much the stats go up at all. Like, I think they'll be similar, maybe 15, 16 points a game at most. I think he's going to be more impactful because there's going to be a lot more winning basketball played here than the Raptors last season.
Ethan, you got to be careful saying that the Heat culture is going to mold Kyle Lowry into anything different. Raptors Twitter is going to come after you.
Yeah, I know.
Because they don't like insinuating that any other
You know, I'm not the guy to say that. No, I mean, they have a culture.
He did what the Raptors did, just except way earlier, right? Is that fair to say?
But I will say this, okay? And again, I'm not going to be the one to push the culture narrative. You know that. But I will.
I will.
I know you will. But I will say this. Last season, I don't think anything that the Raptors did can be judged. I feel like last year has to be that team had better material than they played. They were away from home for all that time. They're dealing with that kind of uncertainty. I think that story has been incredibly underplayed, what the Raptors had to deal with. That is a good culture in that organization. I just think that from a conditioning standpoint, it's different. I mean, part of it is, there's just more conditioning you can do in Miami than Toronto. And all those years Kyle was in Toronto, I just feel like there will be a quote unquote, I'll use the word, Greg, there will be a culture of conditioning for Kyle that maybe he hasn't experienced throughout the course of his career. But he was also smart enough to know that if he wants to extend his reign towards the top, and here's the other thing, you know, Basketball Reference may have Kyle Lowry as almost a surefire Hall of Famer, but nothing is done until it's done. And the reality is his career will be judged in part by how it finishes. And if he can have a strong finish to his career, he solidifies a spot in Springfield and probably gets in there sooner, particularly if he can win a second championship with a second franchise as a core piece. So there's a lot, I think, to the Heat's advantage here in terms of what Kyle's motivations are going to be. And I think you're going to get a point guard just to finish this that is going to be a hell of a lot better than 16th in the league this season. The Heat are not paying for 16th in the league best, most impactful point guard. He's going to be a top eight impactful point guard in the NBA this season. He probably won't be an all-star because, statistically, it won't show, and he's going to be behind Jimmy and Bam most likely, but he's going to be relatively close.
Point guards with Trey and Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie, who knows? I mean, you know my feelings on Kyrie. Anyway, all I want to say is this entire episode was done so that Alex could slip in what Kyle Lowry's score was in NBA 2K, because he wanted to do an entire episode on that. Whatever the hell. Look, I'm in the game. You're not.
This is rating.
Good night, everybody. Right?
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.